really, the airline system is, the airline system is really, you know, poor, even Panama City, and no train at all. So you either get out of here by bus when you can.
A few parts of the car. What do you call the part of the car where your instruments are located, like your speedometer and odometer and all that?
Well, you call it the panel, you call it the dashboard.
Okay. And that area over on the right-hand side of your car that you might keep maps in or whatever.
Car pocket, that's what I used to call it.
You think about that?
A glove compartment.
You ever keep gloves in it?
No. I wouldn't say I do everything else but.
And the part of your car where you keep your spare tire?
Well, trunk, I guess it's a little car.
Okay. And the thing that you press down on to make your car go faster?
Accelerator is what I used to call it.
Okay. What about the lever? Either on the column or on the floor that you use to change gears when you're driving?
Well, usually, I know it's not that, we call it the gears, you know. It is the shift, the stick shift, you know.
Stick shift? Would the stick shift be on the column?
Well, not really. That would probably be in the floor.
Does it make any difference what you call it if your car is manual transmission or automatic or like in a sports car, they might have four forward speeds or three forward speeds?
Well, not really. If you call it a gear shift, you know, that may not be the technical name, but you know, a lot of people just call it the gear shift lever.
Do you ever hear four on the floor or three on the floor?
Well, yes, I heard four on the floor. And of course, that usually refers to the number of gears that you can shift the car into, in my opinion.
Okay. What about these places in the road, usually as you're approaching an intersection, you might have these elevated things that will cause your car to, if you go them too fast, it'll really vibrate you. Do you have a name for those? The idea is to force you to slow down.
I don't really know the technical name for those. Yeah, they're quite prevalent, especially in and around Dothan, you know.
Do you have any name for them at all, or have you heard anything? Any term people use to describe them?
I just really can't think of what they might. I probably have, but I just can't think.
What about speed breakers or speed bumps or anything like that?
Well, the warning devices would be the only thing that I could, you know.
Just really don't have an name for it.
I just don't.
Okay. What about that thing that I took off the microphone? I think I put it on the table. The elastic thing, what do you call that?
That you took off of the microphone? Yeah. The rubber band?
Yeah, that's all. Okay. Some of these are really tough. What about a little thing that you could use if you wanted to keep some loose papers together? You just slip it on there and it would...
Paper clip or a gym clip?
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Do you...
In my opinion, yeah. On the box you see gym clips, but then because we used it, put papers together. Well, then we say paper clip.
To you, is a gym clip